I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I'm grateful to have you back. I want to especially welcome our audience, too, on TECNTV.com. TECNTV.com, if you're looking for a way to actually watch us here in the studio, watch me as we're doing this program, and see the wonderful faces of our guests, you can do that at TECNTV.com. TECNTV.com. Welcome to everybody else that's listening. We especially want to welcome to the program the Hill Country Patriot Radio audience on the Matt Long Show and the man himself, Mr. Matt Long. Matt, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, sir. Always fun to be here with you on Tuesdays.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. Well, there's a tremendous amount that's going on. I was just mentioning to you that the, you know, our in Texas, we did pass the heartbeat bill. Now, I know that you and I have talked about it. I have heard, by the way, just kind of by way of conversation, that there's some enforcement stuff relative to that. And I know it has to be civil, but there's some good news relative to all that. And I can't give too much information about it, but I can just simply say there is some good news relative to that. However, our decision in Texas to defend life at birth and the most innocent amongst us is being met with great opposition, Matt. The Attorney General of the United States of America and the Department of Justice have weighed in and said that they are going to stand on the side of killing babies, and they're bringing in some very special people to help them. They're bringing in the Satanists. It boggles my mind, Mike, Matt. It boggles my mind.
You know, it shouldn't. And by the way, you said life at birth. I know you just misspoke. It's life at conception.
Yes, sir.
Correct. Is the way we look at, and yeah, just a slip of the tongue, but that's all right. Yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me. Satan's got his finger in all of this, and we see that on a daily basis. You know, these right to life groups in Texas. Texas Right to Life is coming under massive attack. They're getting sued from every possible angle. Anybody that stood up for this heartbeat bill or any of the other stop killing the babies bills, they're being attacked. And this is not just man. These are principalities. This is Satan. These are powers. And so, no, it doesn't surprise me.
Well, and I, you know, there's a tie together, and I'm going to continue to tie this together in this program today, folks, leading into even the next half hour with a gentleman who has some significant information to share with us on Afghanistan and so on. But Matt, there is a huge tie-in, I believe, between the Islamic terrorist issue that we're facing. Allah is not the same God as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can go to my website and you can read about the writings that Al Rasuli has put on my blog that I'm putting up. He spells it out using the Quran and the Hadith to down. Look, their deity, which can only be satanic, says that we were created out of a blood clot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. We were created out of a blood clot, out of a dead thing. That's not what our Bible says, is it, Matt?
No, it's not, as a matter of fact. And we were created out of the dust, and God breathed life into that. And I'm telling you, you know, we have the only Savior who died and then rose from the dead, rolled away the stone. And there is anything beyond that is a false belief. And I will stand on that and stand on my Christianity. And anything beyond that is just a false belief. And I really don't see any point in arguing with someone who says that maybe Allah is, God. I had a friend very, very dear friends who said, Matt, do you think that maybe Islam was God's, God just made a religion that was more culturally appropriate for the Middle East or for that area and called it Islam? Do you think that's possible? And it was like, are you kidding me? No, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that's it. There's no equivocating.
Well, and I draw this up because I know that we want to talk about the dangers of what's happening at our border, and it's incredibly dangerous what's happening at the Texas border. The open border, you know, when you talk about just the sheer numbers that have been apprehended, and the Rio Grande Valley is where a lot of this action is taking place. But you have got Afghanis being flown into Fort Bliss. There's about four or five different places around the state where we know that Afghani refugees, quote unquote, are being held. We also know from talking with Brigitte in just the last half hour that American refugees in Afghanistan are not being allowed to fly out, and Afghanis that actually were our allies in Afghanistan aren't being flown out. So who are these Afghanis, Matt? I wonder that they actually have brought in, that they're protecting, since the good guys aren't being allowed. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was looking at this article last night. You and I were talking, and I was surprised to learn that the Afghans in the different military bases around our country are not Afghans who were, that you've been hearing the term SIV, Special Immigration Visa, I believe that's something like that. And so Afghans were on a list, they were already part of the SIV list, and then there were the P2, Priority 2, Afghans that also in many senses had been pre-screened, they worked for, they were translators, those kinds of things. And so I assumed that that was the kind of Afghans that were going into these camps across the state, across the country, into military bases. And they're not. They are referred to as special refugees. No, they're not even called refugees. There's another term for it. And so these are people who haven't even had the basics of vetting, pre-vetting. Now, they may be trying to do something now, but the scary thing is, Pastor Greg, they are allowed to come and go freely from these bases across the country.
Well, and to that point, you know, there's a story that is getting almost no play at all that has to do with a shooting that took place up in Garland. A Lyft driver was murdered, and a man went into the police station up in Garland and started shooting. And you've got to ask yourself, why is it that this story is getting absolutely no play? You know, is it possible that it's because the guy's name is Imran Ali Rashid and that he was on the terrorist watch list from 2010 to 2013 and then mysteriously taken off and nobody was paying any attention to him, and here he is in 2021 walking into a police station and shooting the place up? I mean, it's the O'Biden policies that are allowing for this, and it's the Obama people, the deep state, that kept him hidden.
Yeah, it is. I vaguely remembered that story. It is only a week old, but there was something I remember maybe just passing by a story and not paying attention to it. But it's not getting covered at all, and I looked it up, and sure enough, this Muslim guy, and they found they found literature in the back of the Lyft vehicle. So he calls the Lyft. The woman arrives to pick him up. He shoots her dead, steals her car, leaves his literature in the back seat, goes to the police station, and starts shooting up people. And all the signs are there.
I lost you. Matt? Hello, Matt.
Still here.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no. All right. So, yeah, it's amazing that story's not being heard, because it is clear as a bell that this was an Islamist terror attack in Texas, and yet nobody's paying any attention to it.
And it ties directly into what we're talking about. We've talked to you, we've talked to you about the dangers. We've talked to you about what's coming across here in Texas, and we've talked about the assault now. And when you consider a policy where the Attorney General of the United States is going to be, standing behind the murder, as you said, of those that are birthed and at conception. The Lord's Bible says that He knew you even before you were in your mother's womb. These are people, live people, that Attorney General Garland says he wants killed. And the Satanic Church, which we know has been doing human sacrifice, that's a part of their code, is now putting together an abortion ceremony, a ritual whereby they will use the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That's what they're trying to do. I kid you not. If you'd heard this, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, would you even have believed that anybody would buy this or that the Attorney General of the United States would stand behind it?
No, I don't. And, the flip side of that is 10 years ago, I would have never thought we'd have gotten to the point where we actually have a bill like the heartbeat bill in Texas. So we've made a lot of good progress. But, Satan is alive and well and is functioning and is gonna fight us at every corner. And, this does not surprise me one bit.
And in four days, it will have been 20 years since the 9/11 attack. And here we have an administration that has weaponized the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. That's what they're calling it now, folks. The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. This administration, under Obama, we know that they were weaponizing ISIS. We know that they were doing that, and it's what led to the Benghazi incident, okay? But they were doing it secretly, Matt. They knew they couldn't, just kind of put it out there. Now, they have literally broadcast that they left all of these, and they said, these guys don't know how to operate it. Well, then how do you explain the Chinooks that are flying around and Kabul with men hanging from the rails that are dead. I mean, not hanging like as in, you know, like they should be there. These are people that have been hung that are hanging. Yes.
Yep.
And they're flying around. How do you explain? How does that get explained, Matt?
There's no explanation for evil. There's just not. You know, there's still, from what I understand, we still have, I believe, 6 plane loads of people trying to get out of Kandahar that are not being released. Here's another story. You know, the helicopter story, you're only going to find that deep on the interwebs because everybody wants that buried to the powers that be. And the story about the 6 planes that have been sitting on the ground now for 3 or 4 days and are not allowed to leave because the Taliban is saying, nah, we're going to negotiate with these guys. We have hostages over there, and nobody's talking about it. I remember the 444 days of the hostages under Jimmy Carter. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yep. Well, and I just heard from Brigitte Gabriel that her sources are telling her that it's not the Taliban, it's the State Department. And the State Department has cut off all relationships with all nations that are assisting in getting people out. Literally, they've cut off relationship with any nation that is helping to get people rescued out of Afghanistan and blocking any private entities from entering into that airspace.
Yeah, this State Department is the State Department's heading this up, and they're very politically motivated, and their way abuse of power of the State Department. This should not be their role, even.
You know, I've read the definition of treason, and aiding and abetting the enemy is a part of it. We have right now a president, a vice president, an attorney general, the State Department, the Secretary of State. Every single one of these people have committed treason against this country. That's what we need to be thinking about right now.
And
what becomes the next step for us when we have a government that is fully committed treason against the United States of America? Scary thought. Matt, much more to pray about and get ready for. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Always enjoy being with you, brother. God bless.
See you next week.
You got it.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right, let's get into this issue with the abortion and their quote argument about reproductive rights. Okay. Planned Parenthood receives money from the United States government. Now, under the Hyde Amendment, they are not to use any government funds for abortions. Abortion is the ending of a life. Life beginning at conception, The heartbeat bill, though, specifically says that life is not to be ended at the point at which a heartbeat can be detected, which has been identified at about 6 weeks. So, that being the case, this has nothing to do with reproductive rights or the rights of a woman to seek health care. According to their own wording, this doesn't have anything to do with mammograms. It doesn't have anything to do with checking for cervical cancer. It doesn't have anything to do, even going so far, and this would potentially be, I don't know, controversial, but it doesn't have anything to do with contraceptives that prevent a pregnancy. So Planned Parenthood, in following what they want the public to believe is their purpose, these women arguing, it's about my body, it's about my health. I want us to get this straight. There's nothing in the heartbeat bill that says that a woman can't get the health care benefits that she is supposedly looking for when she goes to Planned Parenthood. The mammogram, the check for cervical health, the ability to be able to prevent a pregnancy. None of those kinds of things are stripped away by this. So why are they marching? Why are they so angry? Why are they so upset? This can't have anything to do with the woman's health. That's my point. Nothing to do with the woman's health. No, it has to do with the murdering of babies, killing babies, selling their body parts. That's what this has to do, and that's what freaks them out. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'll be back with more on the other side.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.